It's time for Dishing Up Nutrition with licensed nutritionist Darlene Kvist. Each week, Darlene explains the connection between what you eat and how you feel. Stay tuned to hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through good nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the moment last. Just kicking down the cobblestones. Looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Well, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist. And I have a great question for you today. Do you know what your cholesterol numbers are? And do you know what those cholesterol numbers mean for your health? So do you know that half of all the people having a heart attack have normal cholesterol numbers? For the past 30 years, the concept of eating healthy in America equates to avoiding dietary fats and cholesterol, too. Is this concept, you have to ask yourself this, is this concept based on research? Or is it based on marketing low-fat products to ill-informed consumers? Yes, we have a thought-provoking, eye-opening show today about cholesterol. So I've invited two nurses to help sort out the real facts about cholesterol. Our co-host is Wendy Cates-Dancer, a registered nurse, a nutrition counselor, who has had over 35 years of experience in the healthcare field. Welcome, Wendy.
Yeah,
you know, I know that people trust nurses, especially when you're looking at those lab reports. And probably with other things, too.
Yeah. I think there has been some studies done that nurses are one of the most respected people, and as well they should be.
Exactly.
I'm not just because I am one, maybe. Of course, nutritionists are right up there, too. But this is such a wonderful topic and so misunderstood. I'm so glad we're working on this today. But people often come for a consultation at Nutritional Weight and Wellness with their lab reports in hand, with fear in their voice that their doctor wants them to go on a cholesterol-lowering medication, and they are afraid of the side effects of the statin drugs. They have heard about the side effects of Lipitor, and they want to try a diet first rather than the drugs to lower their cholesterol.
They automatically think that means low fat, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Well, that's what they're told.
You know, I remember back in a class, way back in the 1960s.
And no eggs.
You know, we heard in this class, it was, in America, we no longer fear God or communist, but we fear fat.
That's true. But now we know the science of dietary fat is not nearly as simple as it once appeared.
You know, the Harvard School of Public Health conducted the Nurses' Health Study. Well, then I should have nurses today. And they did over 300,000 nurses and found that the total fat consumed had no relation to SHIP to heart disease. And that monounsaturated fat, you know, the stuff that's in olives and olive oil and avocados, actually lowered the risk. But pasta and other processed carbohydrates actually was much more harmful than our feared saturated fat.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, it is.
These same
and that was 300,000 nurses.
300,000, yeah.
And you guys are always honest.
Especially when, yes. Yes, we are. These same studies found, as we have been saying for at least 10 years, that trans fats in products like margarine, Crisco, non-dairy creamer, I just love that, non-dairy creamer, cookies and muffins are very unhealthy for our heart, but also our cholesterol levels.
So in our weight and wellness classes, we teach people about how trans fats increase that LDL cholesterol, which is considered the bad cholesterol for people, and it decreases that good cholesterol, that HDL. That's the stuff
that
that's
we want
the
more
trans
of.
Fats. I mean, yeah. You know, mm-hmm. That's what trans fats do.
Yeah, and there has been so much confusion about fat and cholesterol. I really understand why people are confused.
I agree. And I think that goes way back to the 1970s when the first dietary goals were written by a writer.
A writer?
A writer. Not a scientist, not a medical doctor.
Not a nutritionist.
In fact, this wordsmith had no scientific background, no experience writing about science, no experience about writing about nutrition or health. So So, and he came up with the dietary goals.
Well, sounds like something we should all listen to, right? This reporter recommended Americans cut their total fat intake to 30% and saturated fat to 10%. Even the American Medical Association protested and believed these recommendations would have potential harmful side effects.
So even adding to the confusion, an interesting report was reported in the Journal of American College of Cardiology, and they found that the risk of cancer is significantly associated. No, they're not saying it causes it.
Correct.
But it's significantly associated with lower achieved levels of LDL cholesterol when people use statin drugs.
So what you're saying is that we can have too low of a cholesterol level.
Well, it says that if you reduce that cholesterol by statin drugs, it's associated that maybe you have a higher cancer risk.
Right.
And this was done at Tufts University of Medicine, and it was reported February 21st of 2007, just fairly recently. So, you know,
Isn't that just the way it goes? So we think we're curing something and we're causing another problem.
Exactly.
So to help sort out the fats and cholesterol story, we have invited another nurse to join us, and I am so excited. Welcome to the show, Deb Reeves. She has brought graphs and charts and papers. She has our whole desk here full of papers, her husband's cholesterol and blood sugar numbers, before taking class from Nutritional Weight and Wellness, and the results after you applied what you learned at the class.
So, hi, Deb. Welcome to the show. You know, I think I remember the first time I talked to you was about 4 or 5 years ago, and you called me up, and you had signed your husband up for, I think, a class, and it was a community education class. Was that in South St. Paul?
It was in Woodbury.
Oh, okay. And you wanted to make sure that there was a space for him in class.
Absolutely, yeah. I was concerned about my husband. He was a type 2 diabetic. His cholesterol, his triglycerides were out of control. Every time he went to the doctor, he'd add a new medication. I have 4 children, and I was so worried. And the doctor had said to my husband, he said, it isn't a matter of if you'll have a heart attack, it's a matter of when. And he compared my husband to a ticking time bomb, saying we just don't know how long the fuse is. And if you don't think that's terrifying, I mean, I adore this man. He's the other beat of my heart. And to think that I might lose him was just incredible. And I was taking an art course at the time, and I happened to thumb through one of the catalogs, and I saw Jumpstart Your Metabolism at a 2-hour course. Mm-hmm. And it mentioned insulin resistance. And I thought, you know, what do we got to lose? At this point, nothing is working. He's on 6 meds. He's out of control and
wow.
Headed for a heart attack.
He was on 6 meds.
Yes.
And nothing was working.
No, every time he went to get labs, they were worse. And I was, as a nurse, I was terrified. Now, what do I do? I've mm-hmm. got kids. He's too young. He was just in his early 40s.
Wow. Just think about that.
That is 40s. Too young. Mm-hmm. And very scary. I can't imagine.
I was worried sick, losing sleep, worried sick about this man that I adore.
Yeah, exactly. So, Deb, what was his cholesterol before you took this class? And his blood sugar, right? And triglycerides?
Right. His fasting blood sugar was 240.
Wow. Well, that's not good.
His triglycerides. Oh, yeah.
That.
Fasting, mind you. Yeah. And, well, they said he was going on insulin, and that was the next step. And it was like, oh, we got to do something. But what?
Yeah, exactly.
And his cholesterol was in the high 200s, and his triglycerides were 1,300.
1,300. So, you know, just to give people perspective, normal is under 100, and we recommend under 75. Mm-hmm. And Larry's was 1,300.
Incredible.
It was. Very incredible.
Well, in a normal blood sugar, we want that to be between 70 and 95, and his was well over 200. So
Deb, you're a nurse. How are you feeding this love of your life?
Well, apparently not right.
And you've already said you weren't trying to kill him. I mean, you want him to live. You love this guy.
Well, you know, the food pyramid came out, and it said, what, 5 to 7 servings of whole grains? Yeah. So I pulled away the meat and added the pasta and thinking, oh, this is good. Adding bread. This is good. And
what about the fat?
Oh, took it away.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I got to take it away. The doctor says low fat. So low fat it is. So you pull it away. As a matter of fact, I remember buying this butter substitute, and I was going to make, I don't know, eggs or something. Probably not eggs. That would have been too healthy at that time. Maybe egg beaters. It was probably egg beaters. And so I threw a lump of this in the pan, and it stayed there and burned.
It didn't even melt?
No, it didn't melt. It stayed in one place and burned. Just like if you took a scoop of pudding, what you think would happen? It just stayed there and burned. And we were using margarine. Just trying.
Very tasteful meals, I would imagine.
Well, trying. And the poor guy.
And you like to be a good cook.
I do. I love to cook. I love to cook and I love to bake.
Yeah.
And he was snacking on, I limited his snacking to Diet Pop and fat-free pretzels. So thinking, you know, this man is not getting a lot of calories. It's you know, the fat-free, sugar-free, you know, sugar-free cookies, because you got to have cookies, you know. So,
but sugar-free ones and no fat, too.
Right. No Take fat. The fat out. And I just, it's like, it's amazing. I'm making him eat this snack on these pretzels all day.
On all this fake food.
And his labs are just getting worse.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So you know, I think what we want to find out pretty soon is, well, what changed? Because he got better, didn't he, Deb?
Oh, yes, yes.
So I want people to stay tuned, because we want to hear
Absolutely.
The real results of what happened with nutrition. You know, right now you're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, and we're discussing cholesterol, fats, and heart disease. You know, a study in the Journal of American Medical Association 2002 recommended for heart health, a diet containing no trans fats, lots of vegetables, nuts, whole grains, lean protein, omega-3 supplements, you know, the fish oil supplements, elimination of refined grains, so you get rid of the cereal, the pasta, the bread, and the sugar. And we recommend that very same thing. You know, that's the same thing as the Journal of American Medical Association recommended. So if you have questions today, just give us a call at 651-641-1071.
If you're like me, you try to eat right, but the definition of healthy eating seems like a moving target. Should I eat low carb or low fat? The eggs and butter raise my cholesterol. Is coffee good after all? Don't rely on sound bites and infomercials for something as important as your health. You deserve recommendations based on biochemistry. Nutritional Weight and Wellness is offering FM 107 listeners a complimentary e-newsletter that is chock full of nutrition information and tips. The Weight and Wellness Way newsletter provides sound information and practical strategies from a nutritionist's perspective. Learn a natural approach to healthy eating based on real whole foods you buy at the grocery store. All this, and best of all, it's free. To subscribe to this complimentary Weight and Wellness Way e-newsletter, go to weightandwellness.com and enter your email address. Then watch your inbox every month for nutrition news and special offers that will help you look and feel your best. For information on other services at Nutritional Weight and Wellness, call 651-699-3438. Office is conveniently located in St. Paul, Wyzetta, and White Bear Lake.
Used to be one of the rotten ones, and you liked it for that. Used to be one of the rotten ones, and you liked it for that.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I am Wendy Kate Stancer, registered nurse, nutritional counselor. I work at the White Bear office, which I absolutely love. And I'm here with Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist, and our special guest, Deb Reeves, hospice nurse who turned her husband's unfavorable. And I think we should actually, it was more than unfavorable, wasn't it, Deb? It was dangerous.
Oh, absolutely.
Lab values into numbers that represent no risk. And when we're talking dangerous, we're talking for those people that might have just tuned in, could you repeat what you said in the first section?
Well, the doctor told him that he was going to have a heart attack. It wasn't a matter of if, it was a matter of when.
When. That's how bad his numbers were. So, yeah. If you have questions about cholesterol or fats or other nutrition questions, please give us a call here at 651-699-3438.
And I think that's Deb, repeat again. You know, Larry's numbers, his triglyceride numbers were about what?
His triglycerides were 1,300.
And normal is like under 100. And his cholesterol was?
Was in the high 200s.
And normal is, below 200, right?
Mm-hmm.
And his blood sugar numbers?
His fasting glucose was 240.
And normal is?
70 to 100.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So a little bit out of range.
A little bit.
Just a little.
A ticking time bomb, I think, is what the doctor said.
Well, I think the insulin really scared us. Just knowing that he'd be put on insulin was just an eye-opener.
And you had been actually feeding him what you had thought was probably the right kind of eating plan.
Yes, low fat and carbohydrates. Unfortunately, the bad carbohydrates,
right.
The pasta and the things like that. Yeah.
So then,
but you weren't giving him sugar. You weren't giving him fats. Then you brought him to this class in Woodbury,
right?
For 2 hours. And then what happened? What did you? How did you change the way you started feeding him?
Well, you know, when he took the course that night, I was also taking a course that night, and so mine had finished early. So I sat outside of Jumpstart Nutrition. I'm trying to listen a little bit to see what they're saying. When Larry got in that car, he was so excited. We talked about it all the way home, and I was eagerly going through all the papers and reading everything. And, you know, hindsight, that was the smartest thing I ever did, was to convince him to take the course instead of just me taking it. Because him hearing it firsthand and realizing that he could change his health made following the plan easy.
Okay.
And the information it's presented, it's easy, it's interesting to comprehend, all backed by scientific evidence.
This isn't
fluff.
No.
You know, this is...
This is real stuff.
Real stuff.
That makes a difference with your health.
And so, we started immediately when we got home. We started...
So what did that mean? Well, you started immediately. What did you start feeding him?
Well, we got rid of the diet pops. Got rid of anything that was sugar-free.
Great.
Got rid of that. And the pretzels. And then started with, believe it or not, frying eggs and butter every morning. And if that didn't make me nervous, slapping on the butter when you got a man that's headed for a heart attack, it was scary to me because this was new information. But what did I have to lose?
Yeah.
At this point. So that's what we did. We fried the eggs in butter with sausage or with bacon, and I made protein a focal point of all the meals. We replaced the bad carbs with good carbs.
And what does that mean?
Well, taking away the white breads and potatoes with a better choice of vegetable, adding whole grains when we did use bread products.
Like wild rice or brown rice?
Yes, yes. Wild rice, brown rice, no white rice.
Okay.
And then choosing sourdough or a rye bread instead of the white bread, which is what you suggested.
Right, exactly.
And so we did this, and what we found...
And he got to eat butter.
Oh, yeah.
And fat.
And real mayonnaise. What a treat. No more fat-free mayonnaise.
He had already died and gone to heaven.
Oh, it didn't even smell funny, that fat-free mayonnaise, you know? And so to bring back the helmet.
I think there's a commercial that.
There might be.
Yeah.
And then had him snacking on nuts and peanut butter and cheese. He was more full.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, drinking the diet pop and pretzels, he was drinking it and eating it often because it's just not very filling.
So, Deb, what happened to Larry's numbers?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I can remember it as clear as the nose on my face. Larry's lab results come in the mail, and I got them before, and he always came home from work. So I got the results, and I opened them up, and I was floored. I mean, I was floored and exhilarated. I don't think I ever felt that happy. I mean, my heart just jumped. And he was coming home, and I had the results in my hand, and I'm standing on the front porch jumping up and down like a lunatic, waving these results. And he thought there was something horribly wrong, because I usually am not jumping up and down.
You know, like you won the lottery?
Well, I'm always glad to see him, but I typically don't jump up and down. And I said, Larry, you're not going to believe this. Your lab results went to normal. Your triglycerides, your glucose,
and this
your
was how many months later?
Oh, months. We're talking weeks, like 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay.
The first thing I did is I believe, Dar, did I write you or did I call you?
You wrote me a letter.
I don't write fan letters. I don't do that. But this was so incredible. I mean, all the doctor's medications, all the recommendations, all the way they said for him to eat, was making everything worse. So we take this 2-hour course, mind you, 2 hours, like a feature movie. You sit in a movie for 2 hours,
right.
You could change your life.
Oh,
absolutely. And so just 2 hours following this plan, and my husband, I no longer have to worry when he is having indigestion that he's having a heart attack. I mean, it was just...
Well,
it,
and then he doesn't have indigestion any longer, does he?
No, he doesn't have that either. No. No, it's just... this is just life-altering. Life-altering on every level.
So, you know what, Deb, I want to hold that for just a minute because we're going to probably take a little break here. But, you know, I think if people are listening, they're going to want to know more facts. And so it's great if you want to call in. You know, you're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness. And I want to announce a new addition to our family at Nutritional Weight and Wellness. Russ and Anna Durhock had a baby girl, 7 pounds, 4 ounces, Monday night. And I know many of you.
And a very easy delivery, we might add.
Yeah,
it's all that great nutrition.
It is. And I know a lot of people have taken classes from Anna. You love her passion. You love her excitement. And, you know, she's so passionate about nutrition. And we're really very happy to have Anna as part of our team at NWW. And I particularly love the name. It's Genevieve K.
Well, that's
and
pretty.
Genevieve was my mother's name.
Oh, how sweet.
Isn't that neat?
That's neat.
So if you have questions today, call us at 651-641-1071.
Ever find yourself asking, where did I leave my keys this time? How could I have forgotten that appointment? How will I ever get all this work done when I can't concentrate? Do you ever feel overloaded, like your mind can't keep pace with your life? We expect an awful lot of ourselves. No wonder our brains seem to shut down at times from information overload. Good mental functioning requires essential nutrients, especially good fats and protein. A diet high in processed foods and refined carbohydrates can leave you feeling scattered, forgetful, and mentally fatigued. You can improve your mental functioning simply by changing the way you eat. Nutritional Weight and Wellness offers classes and individual consultations that explain how balanced eating supports memory, creativity, focus, and moods. You will learn which breakfast foods give you a power-packed start to your day, along with how to eat for long-term brain health. For information about classes or individual consultations, call 651-699-3438 or visit weightandwellness.com. Office is conveniently located in St. Paul, Wyzetta, and White Bear Lake.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Wendy Kate Stancer, registered nurse and nutrition educator, and I'm here with Darkivist, licensed nutritionist, and our special guest, Debbie Reeves, who is also a nurse and has recorded the successful results of nutrition on her husband's cardiovascular risks. Often, high cholesterol is treated with statin drugs. Statin drugs, we know, interferes with the body's production of CoQ10, a nutrient that actually supports the energy factories within our cells. Statin drugs stop the production of CoQ10 in the liver. Lack of CoQ10 can lead to heart damage and decreased energy.
Isn't that interesting?
It is. Again, fixing one problem, creating another. Deb, when we were talking before, there was something that you wanted all of our listeners to know. What was it?
You know, I think that the courses that you offer would make an ideal Christmas present. Why not give the person you love the gift of good health? You know, employers, why not have happy, healthy employees?
That's just a phone, Dar,
do you do gift certificates? It's just a phone call away.
Yes.
I mean, can you think of a better gift than the gift of good health?
No, unless it's ice skates for my granddaughter. But that's the same thing. It's a gift of good health, and it isn't something little toy that they're going to be moving around with those ice skates. You know, learning how to eat is the most important thing you can do.
Absolutely.
And, you know, Deb, how many medications are you guys taking right now? You and Larry.
Zippity doo da. None.
None. And Larry was on 6. You said.
Oh
before.
Yeah.
Headed towards insulin.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's number 7. You know,
so we're going to take a couple of
Let's
callers.
Let's do that. That'd be great.
Hi, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition, Sarah.
Yes. Hi.
Hi, Sarah. I'm glad you waited
for so long. I'm sorry about that, but.
Well, I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. I love the program.
Thank you very much.
And I heard you say that the pastas, the breads, they're
It's your
not
chance
good
to save 50% on holiday.
So how about whole grain breads and pastas and cereals? How do you feel about those?
Well, I think you have to look, when you say whole grains, you have to look at how many carbohydrates does a serving of that whole grain give you.
Okay.
And, you know, a lot of times, I think it's maybe a fourth of a cup of whole grain will give you about 9 or 10 grams of carbohydrates.
Mm-hmm.
And most people should probably stay 30 and under for a meal.
Okay.
So you have to factor that in. Now, if you're using wild rice, it has more fiber in it. So you can eat a little bit more because then that releases the blood sugar more slowly into the bloodstream. And that works better then.
I'm glad you brought up the fiber part of it because that's really why I like eating some of the whole grain breads like French Meadow and
right.
And so like the hemp bread or whatever is, because I don't know a lot about the fiber, but I know insoluble and soluble, and I know women are supposed to get around 25 grams of it.
So that's even a little low. We want about 30 grams, but you're absolutely right with eating French Meadow breads, because most people, when they say whole grains,
mm-hmm.
it's like the wheat bread that is just about as white as the white bread.
Okay.
And
okay.
It'll say whole grain or 7 grain or 9 grain, and, you know, it really is just as high in carbohydrates as the, you know, the white bread.
I see.
You know, and like some of the cereals, they say that it's whole grain, but then you'll look at the fiber and it's got 1 gram of fiber or maybe 2,
yeah.
And that's not whole grain. It's just a word on the package.
So if the fiber, does that play into it? So if the fiber content is higher, like let's say a 5 or something like
mm-hmm.
that, and because that's what I'm really trying to get that fiber,
right.
You know, amount in and
but, you know, when you look at fiber, again, if you look at a cup of broccoli has 5 grams of fiber.
Mm-hmm.
So we encourage people to eat broccoli better. You know, it's better than rice, or it's better certainly than
pasta. Oh, is it, Dar?
Yes. Yeah.
So instead of the brown rice and the steel-cut oatmeal as your sources of fiber?
Oh, absolutely. Our vegetables have lots of fiber in them.
Really? Okay, and you'll get the right mix, because that's what I don't sure. understand, but I just know how my body is not as great if I get too much of one fiber, and it could be, like you said, the cereals or the breads are not as great as when I'm taking it. And I do eat a lot of greens, but more collard greens
mm-hmm.
And more variety of vegetables. And then think about your grains as just being, you know, maybe a half a cup at the most, or one slice of bread a day. And then that seems like it works out well.
Or like
well,
wild
but.
Rice or the whole grains themselves, like some cooked quinoa or some, you know, cooked brown rice.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever anything gets processed, we lose a lot of the fiber, Sarah.
Is that right? Okay. That's
yep.
good to know, ladies.
Okay.
Thank you for your call.
It was great. Great question.
Keep the good information coming. I love it.
Thank you. Great. Bye-bye.
Thanks
Bye-bye.
For calling. And we have more callers, don't we, Dar?
We do.
So.
Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition, Julie, or Joe, I'm sorry. It's Joe. Hi there.
Hi. I heard you talking about statin drugs, and I've been taking them for a long time, and you said if it got low, that could be dangerous?
Well, the research that 2002, or I think it was actually
2007.
It was 2007 research showed that lower, I mean, when you're taking a statin drug and you lower the cholesterol, the rate of the increased risk seems to go up, or there is an increased association of risk that goes up.
Is 148 considered dangerous then?
Well, I think I would want it a little higher myself. I think they recommend about 170 as a good range. From 170 to 200 is a good range for people.
Oh, I'm taking 40 G's right now. If it was dropped to 20, would that help, do you think?
I think that's something you can sure check with your doctor on. And, you know, yeah, I mean, that makes sense to us. But I think everyone has individual health questions and concerns. So it's a good thing to sit down and talk to your doctor with that one.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You know, what we try to do is educate people so that they can make decisions on their own health from the information. And then you factor in all this information, and then you make the logical decision about your own health.
But at the very least, Joe, what we need to do is to look at, you know, when you have your statin drug refilled, I like to tell people, talk with the pharmacist and ask them, you know, what are the side effects of this medication? And then for sure, make sure you read that huge piece of paper that they give you with all the side effects of the medication so that you really know what you're dealing with. I think that's so important.
I do.
I haven't had any bad side effects.
That's great, Joel.
Good.
That's wonderful. So I hope we answered the question, and we appreciate the call.
Thank you much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
So, you know, let's kind of get back to just a couple of minutes of talking a little bit more. You know,
Larry. I want to talk about Larry.
Maybe we'll just hold that.
Oh, we will?
Yeah, we're going to just hold that.
Oh, okay.
So you're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness. You know, Nutritional Weight and Wellness is a company specializing in therapeutic nutrition. And that means that helps people feel better. Therapeutic nutrition is much more, I always say this, is much more than just calories in and calories out. Or sometimes people think of it, how many points a cupcake will cost. It's a lot more than about that. So it's about analyzing what each person needs from their foods to regain their health, both physically and mentally. And next week, it's on depression. So we're going to concentrate on nutrition and depression next week. So we love your questions. If you have a hard question, let's play Stump the Nurse today. So give us a call at 651-641-1071.
Is it time you found a new approach to an old health problem? Nutritional Weight and Wellness offers classes and consultations to address everything from weight loss to diabetes to depression. Just choose the format and location that best meets your needs. You can count on a warm reception and sound nutritional advice from their caring, committed staff. First, envision taking a class with a group of people who are also health-minded as you learn to eat in a way that makes you feel better today and builds a foundation for a healthier tomorrow. Next, imagine that you're meeting individually with a nutritionist to discuss your health concerns. You leave with a personalized eating plan that fits your lifestyle and strategies to implement it. Now, don't you feel good about having made this investment in yourself? Nutritional Weight and Wellness invites you to call them at 651-699-3438. Offices conveniently located in St. Paul, Wyzetta, and White Bear Lake.
Call Nutritional Weight and Wellness today, 651-699-3438. That's 651-699-3438.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I...
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Wendy Kate Stancer, and Dower and I are joined by our special guest today, Debbie Reeves, who within 6 months, even before that, saw her husband's cholesterol numbers drop from above 260 to 140 with the use of no medications, just by eating the correct foods. 4 years later, they continue to remain well within the normal range of 180 to 190. Food is so powerful.
And I think you believe that totally, don't you, Debbie?
Oh, it's food is medicine. It was incredible. I'm a skeptic, Dar. I mean, just because you say the sky is blue, I might have to go out and take a look for myself. And so seeing the results, it's just as plain as day that this works. This information is here. It's available for anybody suffering from a multitude of degenerative diseases.
And we teach classes, and we see people individually, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Some people hate classes, right? And some people love classes. And you have to figure out what is going to work to change what's going on with your health. I think people get in this idea that they need to always to be taking some kind of medications, and they don't, right?
Well, every time we went, he added a medication, he'd recheck the lab, and it worse.
Mm-hmm.
So the medications and the current knowledge out there was making my husband ill.
But I have a question, you know, because I have been on the other end, you know. When you came in and you said you were doing everything you were told and the lab values were up, how were you treated by the medical community? Like, oh, yeah, I'm sure you're staying on the program. And, you know, did you get treated any differently? Like, yeah, right, you can't be possibly.
I think
you must be eating something that.
Do you mean before when we got the good results?
No, when you came back.
Okay.
You were feeding him all this, the pretzels, the diet pop, the no fat.
Mm-hmm.
And then you came back.
Mm-hmm.
And the numbers kept going up.
How
were you treated?
When the lab results got so better, they still don't believe. I think they think it's a miracle. Yeah, it's a miracle. It's called jumpstart your metabolism. Yeah.
It's called nutrition.
Yeah, I mean, we use food as medication, and now zero medications.
Mm-hmm.
And growing old is no longer, I'm no longer afraid. I know we'll be on that rocking chair on that porch together years from now because we found Dar. I mean, I can thank Dar. You know, thank you for saving my husband's life. We had nowhere else to go.
Well, I think it's just a matter of education, and that's what it is. And people have long-term patterns of eating, don't they? And it's they need help and they need information to change those patterns of eating. So what should we take a caller?
Absolutely. Let's take a caller.
Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition, Linda.
Hi.
Hi, you have a question for us?
Yeah, I'm, I guess in a nutshell, wondering if you can help my mom. I like the idea of Christmas gift and classes, but I'm a little worried that if I did that for her, she might not take me up on it. She's hot and cold about nutrition helping her problems, but feels that her problems are so profound it's too late, and I don't agree with her. I mean, I'd like to see her investigate nutritional answers to some of the problems, but she's had Crohn's disease for a number of years, and at this point has a colostomy and about 40 inches of intestines left. And I'm wondering if you can even advise somebody in that situation.
Oh, certainly.
Yes, certainly.
Absolutely, we can.
Therapeutic healing or therapeutic.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Lena, what part of town does she live in?
She's in Edina.
Okay. You know, I think, either coming to our St. Paul office or our Minnetonka office, either office would be great, and yes, I think we could help her a lot.
Well, I know we could help her, but the thing is though, and the thing that I am thinking right now, Dar, is the thing that you tell people so often. It's like, and like Deb just said a few minutes earlier, you know, what have you got to lose? And Dar often says, you know, just try this for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
How about if you just try it? You know,
that's a good approach. She's on a number of medications for anti-nausea and blood pressure and stuff like that, and she just doesn't absorb nutrients very well. She's currently on TPN feedings a few nights a week
to
keep her alive. So, I mean, I can't help thinking there's got to be some better answers out there. I know that the power of nutrition is huge, and I've talked to her about this since I was 12, but...
You know, I think people don't really...
And you haven't given up yet.
No,
that's great.
I can't. I try to hold back when I feel like it's...
Well, give her a gift certificate and come in with her.
Yeah.
You know, and have your whole family come in with her so that she gets the support and the help from everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And, nutrition is a miracle. It really is.
I agree. And it's so simple.
Yep, it is.
It's
yeah.
so not easy.
So, thanks for the call.
Sure.
All right, thank you. So
that's great. Well, maybe we should give out our office number and for if there's other people out there that need gift certificates, and that's 651-699-3438. Classes are like, what, $30? Consultation, a little bit more than that. So
a little bit more, yes.
A little bit.
But that's the other thing is we do a two-hour consultation.
Right, huge.
You know, we sit down with people and spend a lot.
It's not 5 or 10 minutes and write you a prescription, no.
No. So, where you are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, you know, you've heard about Larry's cholesterol numbers, but he's also had success in blood sugar numbers. They went from a high 240, which was dangerous, down to a normal range of 120, and these remained at the same level 4 years later. You know, Deb, are you going to do a little singing for us, or are you going to... We were going to do a little singing here. How do you feel about this?
Well, you know...
Put her on the spot.
I did tape, make a special tape for you, and it had music on the back, and it was to a Carpenter song, and I sound a lot better with music, but I mean, you know, if you want to hear this little song, I will sing it.
You know what? Lori and Julia, every Friday, they leave with singing. And, you know, Deb, you're going to sing.
It's not Friday. It's not Lori and Julia, but we're going to sing.
Yeah. So,
all right.
Stay tuned because it's a great song. So we'll be back in a minute.
I was blown away. What could I say? It all seemed to make sense. You're taking away everything, and I can't deal with that. I try to see the...
We are back with Dishing Up Nutrition. So, Julia, I hope you are listening, and Lori, I hope you are out shopping and tuned in, because we have a pro karaoke singer with us.
Wouldn't go that far.
Who's going to leave us with a lot of holiday cheer. But before Deb starts, don't forget to sign up for the weight and wellness classes starting in January. We still have spaces available. And check the website at weightandwellness.com or call us at 651-699-3438. Great class, and it will inspire you to stay healthy this holiday season.
So, Deb, explain what you're going to do now for us a little bit.
Well, Dar, I wrote you a song, and my husband helped me record it with the music, but because they can't use the disc here for some reason, I'm going to wing it, and it's a Carpenter's tune called On Top of This World, On Top of the World.
Oh, okay. Great.
Are you ready?
We're ready.
We are okay, this ready. Is written just for you, Dar. My husband's health was on its way downhill. Even though he was on a ton of prescription pills, his cholesterol was high and his lipids hit the sky. And we did everything his doctor asked us to. A jumpstart metabolism course at a nearby school. 2 hours that gave us all the tools. Now his labs are just fine. We think Darkivist is divine. At Weight and Wellness, you start the year off right.
Oh, wonderful.
That was beautiful. Who needed the music?
Yeah, that's great, Deb. Wow, what a nice thing.
Deb, that was absolutely great.
You know what, Deb? I'm going to have you sing that one more time before we go
out. Oh, no.
So get standing up there again. And so just, you know, we're going to talk for maybe one more minute, and then you're going to sing again here. So
this is good.
You are a glutton for punishment.
You realize, don't you, Dar?
So, you know, nutritionists actually can have a little fun, too.
Yeah, they can. Yeah.
So, you know, I think a lot of times people just don't realize how much work there is in changing.
Yeah.
But you feel so much better, then it becomes suddenly it isn't that much work, is it?
The payback is how much better you feel. And you said that in one of your courses, Dar, because I've taken the Jumpstart Your Metabolism and the wonderful, wonderful six-week course. I mean, just outstanding. And the payback is feeling better and looking better and more energy. Mm-hmm. And in Larry's case, all the above plus down 3 suit sizes.
Awesome.
Wow.
You know, and feeling better and knowing that hey, we can grow old. What are we afraid of? We're not afraid of anything.
That's right. And I think somebody said that you were how old now?
Oh, I'm going to be
in your 40s, early 40s, I think is what they said.
No, I'm in my 50s, moving right into them.
But they did say you were in your early 40s.
I have been accused of that. But I think
your prescription for no wrinkles
is jumpstart your metabolism
and laughter.
Don't forget. Lots
good,
of laughter.
Good eating
lots
and
of laughter. And can I tell you one thing? Now, yep. Dara, I've been taking
just one thing.
All right, just one thing. I've been taking the protein that you teach about mm-hmm, taking mm-hmm. for over a year, and I swear I have a third more hair. Not only that, I'm going to let it grow because I had to keep it short because I had no hair.
I totally believe you.
And that's why she looks so young.
You need protein to help your hair grow. Yes, definitely. So, what do you think about singing that again for us?
Oh, my God.
Are you ready to stand up and do it? You're great.
It was so beautiful. All right.
Only for you because you saved your husband's life.
You have made our lives a million zillion times better, and I cannot thank you. You know, as we get to the holiday season and we love, you know, our family and our people and friends, it's like, Dar, thank you. And all the people that are out there, she can help you.
And,
Just pick up that phone.
We have a wonderful cheesecake recipe at our office that, you know, you could have for the holidays and still keep your cholesterol down.
I love cheesecake.
Okay, we'll get the recipe for
Very good. Very good.
You know, the problem is, Lori and Julia, they're going to want to get you over here
on their show on Friday afternoon. Everybody's going to want you on their show.
Now, do you want me to sing or laugh? Oh, funny. Okay.
So, are you ready?
Oh, I think she's ready. Take it away. Okay.
Here we go.
My husband's health was on its way downhill, even though he was on a ton of prescription pills. His cholesterol was high, and his lipids hit the sky, and we did everything his doctor asked us to. A jumpstart metabolism course at a nearby school. 2 hours, and they gave us all the tools. Now his labs are just fine. We think Darkivist is divine. At Weight and Wellness, you start the year off right.
Wonderful. Isn't that just beautiful?
Yes,
and we would really encourage people to start the year off right by taking one of our Weight and Wellness classes.
And you know what? The magic within you is real food. Thank you. Thank you, Deb.
You're welcome, Deb.
Thank you, Deb.
Great. Thank you. Fun day. Thank you very much.
You're so welcome.
Life, I love you, all is groovy. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-